If Holiday Travels take you through Sky Harbor this month, it could be the last time you grab a bite or a drink there at the current prices. Higher prices could appear on menus by mid-February, thanks to a city council decision yesterday.
Up until now, airport restaurants were not allowed to charge more than 10% above what's called street pricing, the prices you see outside the airport for the most part. But this unanimous decision by the council changes things. And here to explain more is Melissa Yeager, travel reporter for the Arizona Republic. Melissa, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me today.
Well, can you explain why this street pricing cap was even in place up until now? What was the impetus to doing this in the first place?
So a lot of airports instituted this street pricing requirement in the 1990s. They wanted to make sure that, you know, people who are behind security and don't have the chance to really shop around have a chance to not get price gouged. And so a lot of airports put this into place to make sure at the time a lot of airports only had like one vendor doing the restaurants or the retail. So it was in an effort to make sure that consumers were being charged a fair price.
Melissa, based on what you wrote in The Republic, it's interesting to know at least the few airports that you looked into that there are a lot of airports that actually do use street pricing. So I imagine, is this Sky Harbor deciding to buck the trend? Are there dangers inherent in that?
Well, I think it depends on which side you sit on. If you're a consumer advocate, there are people who believe, you know, you have customers who are behind security. They don't have a lot of chance when they are going from flight to flight to price goods, and that this type of policy really makes sure that they are getting the best deal. Those who are more on the free market side will say, well, if you don't allow the restaurants to set their own pricing, they can't spread that their costs around to the best places. For instance, maybe they wouldn't do the street plus 10% on a kid's meal. They might have a lower price for some of those items and maybe charge a higher price on a more premium item like a glass of wine or a premium glass of wine and make up their costs there. So I think it really depends on which side you sit on.
Have the vendors given any indication as to how much they might be looking to raise prices once this goes into effect?
If you talk to the vendors, they say that it'll be a matter of pennies, that there are a lot of items that will stay the same. The example they give is kids and menus, that those will stay the same, that they will be looking for items like what I mentioned, the premium items that they think can absorb those prices, and this will give them more flexibility. They just really wanted that barrier out of place so they could be more flexible. So we'll see how that turns out.
And Melissa, finally, briefly, could we see changes in the pricing at retail shops as well coming up?
Yeah, I think so. The council at the time when they voted yesterday, they said that they really wanted to take care of the retail as well, that they didn't think that the airport should be in the business of dictating prices to the vendors who are selling goods as well as the restaurants. They wanted to take care of it all at once, but the way that they had the ordinance written, their attorney really advised them that they needed to bring this up again so that the public could comment before they took another vote to apply this to retail pricing as well.
Melissa Yeager is travel reporter for the Arizona Republic. Melissa, thank you.
Thanks a lot.